I noticed we haven't been opening the show lately, right? It's because we just be getting into the topics and the excitement of the gear and the apps. So welcome to the What's in Your iPad podcast, a music production podcast, despite the name, iPad. You know how many people ask me, oh, wow, you guys do gear too? That was a bad name, I think. I think I made the wrong choice.
It is what it is.
Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. Shout out to everyone who's not here right now. Dragonfly Bride, Shadow Bear, and Cypher Omni. I'm misled. That's Cheese, the producer. And what we getting into, what it's called?
Flexbeat. From the new NPC update. So you got the mess with Flexbeat. So like, just can you put me on?
It's amazing. It's like what's the name of that thing?
Like Effectrix, Grossbeat.
Grossbeat, that's the one I was looking for. It's like Grossbeat, okay, but yes, like Effectrix and all the other effects kind of things, but it's super fun. Mm-hmm. You could get a free trial for 10 days.
Oh, word.
Yeah, you could get the free trial for 10 days and play around with it. And then it's 30 or 39. I'm sorry, I'll check, but it's either 30 or 39 right now. And I think by the end of the month, it's going up to 80. So everyone should grab that now if they want.
I'm on a website right now. It's $39.99 and then $80. So I'm looking at it. So basically, it looks like they got the 4x4 pad set out layout with the different effects. Yeah. So this is just on the screen, or can you trigger the effects with the pads?
Yeah, because what I have done, I'm just pulling my MPC mm-hmm. over here. I'm gonna turn it on so we can see. What I have done so far is I just put it on I put the actual effects on the track.
Mm-hmm.
You could also put it on the pads. You could put it on.
Oh no! What I meant is like so you know how you press one and maybe you get like the tape stop or whatever. Can you, because it's 4x4, can you make it so you could adjust, you could trigger the effects by pressing the pads?
I don't think you can. Oh. I think you have to do it on screen.
Oh,
I think. Damn, I could be wrong.
That would be dope if you could do that. But, I mean, either way, that's still fire.
We'll find out right now. Pull the NPC.
Because I ain't going to lie. Because me personally, I was just like, yo, I'm just gonna throw my beats from the MPC into the computer. Like, I don't use the MPC software. I haven't touched that yet. Okay. But I was gonna just bounce out the files, and then if I wanted to use Effectrix, I would just use the Effectrix in my DAW. But if they got it in the MPC now, what's the point of even having to do that?
That's what I'm saying. But not only that, let's see what's actually available. So hold on, because my two screen setup here. Let me turn this so you could see, and I could see on both screens. Even though I'll go ahead and make a direct video, you can't really see, but hold up.
Yeah, I can see good. I'm familiar enough with the layout to know what's going on.
Got you. Here we go. Flexbeat player. So you see here how I put it on the insert effect of this track. Yeah. Can you hear this? Hold on, let me turn it up.
We about to have you on that damn MPC X.
Get it, cheat now. This one.
Yeah.
Can you hear any of that? Hear it? Alright.
Yeah, fine.
So let me open that. So you see how it looks, the layout.
Yeah.
So let me play it and then. All right. So first of all, you could edit each one of these up here to one shot, hold it, or loop. Okay. You could also quantize it to go with the beat.
Oh. Yeah.
At default, pad one is always empty. I say pad, but I don't mean the pads.
Yeah.
I'll say box, so it's not confusing for the listeners.
So yeah, that's right.
Box one is always empty, but you could also change everything in here. So let me just play real quick. I'll hit each one so we can see, and then I'll show how many because there's a bunch. So we'll start with the scratch one, scratch two, the reverse, and the gate. Those are the top four. for default. So I have it on. I have it on one shot. Wait. You can hear it, probably not.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it just pull it back. That's wild.
Little tedious thing that I gotta figure out is if we could edit all of these at once, because if you want to change them to hold, you gotta go to each pad and do it.
Yeah, maybe that'd be in the update something.
Yeah, we might be able to do it. Maybe I just don't know what I'm doing yet. All right, they're all on hold. That was the first row. Let's go through the second. Oh, I still got scratch on. Repeaters. Okay. So now those are the repeaters. Third row, you got complex, snare roll. Listen to these. Now snare roll.
That's kind of fire.
Right?
I ain't gonna lie.
Now, let's just say, let's go into, these are all of them you have. So, you have momentary beat repeats, all different type of freaking settings, 1/16th, slowdowns, repeat swing. Jump, pitch up, pitch down, backspin, vinyl. Oh, let's put the vinyl on something. What pad was that? That was the first one. Hold on.
It's vinyl, like a tape sock.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
That's dope.
What else? Damn, I keep pushing. Oh, right here. Bar.
So basically,
scratch.
You can put. you can put any of those effects that's on that list on any of the four squares.
Yes.
Basically, the 16 squares, I should say.
Yes, sir.
That's fire.
You sure can. And there's tons. And look, I'm gonna just go through them.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. So it's more than 16.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
I think we're probably at like 25 right now.
All right, so I'm going to have to go on the Kai website and I'm just going to add it to my cart right now.
That's what I did, because I was scared it was going to go up to 80 before I got a chance to, mess with the trial. So I was like, let me just grab it when I realize it's going to go to 80. But
yep, that's because I might as well just cop it now and I'll just download it when I download it.
You're going to want it. It's at least, it's like 12 different, this is chaos mode. It's 12 different chaos modes alone. My bad, what you was going to say?
No, I was not. I forgot. No. It's good. No, it's good because that's how I was going. Is this on have you ever messed with the software at all? The MPC software?
It's on the software, and no, I don't like any software, so no.
That's right, I forgot.
I'm sorry. Anti-software, big time.
Yeah.
But it is on the software.
All right, work.
And I only knew that because I was so confused on how to do this. Maybe we should do a video on that, too. When you can go on here, you know how you could go into your preferences and you see the plugins that you can get, the free trials and all of that, activate plugin. Yeah. I did it that way, and I saw the free 10 days, so I was like, all right, cool, but I knew I wanted the shit. So I went on the internet, and I typed it in, and me, like an idiot, speeding, the first website I saw, I purchased it, not even seeing if it was, like, a real Akai website. Thank God it was. But it, what it does is it downloads two files and it brings you to, it brings you into the, because everything is through the InMusic now for Akai.
Oh, okay.
So I guess like they basically store all your purchases. So a problem I'm having actually is every time I go in here to use one of my plugins, it makes me log in again. And to log in on here, you have to scan the code with your phone, log in on your device, and then your purchases are there. I don't know why that is.
Well, every time you go to use it, you got to log
every
in?
Every time. Let's see if it happens right now. Actually, it didn't happen with this, but it happens with what you call it. A certain plugin. Actually, let me just go straight to the Activate. See? Making me log in again. Now, mind you, I have it. You just seen me playing with it.
Yeah.
But to get all my things and look at it, I have to log in again. Every single time. I don't know why I do it, but maybe I should contact them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's buns right there.
Yeah. I mean, it'll let me load up. Nobody wants to do that. Like, I could load up a, let's go to a new track. All right, the OpX4, let's load that. I can load it all up and use it all. It's real low. Mm. But when I go to activate plugins, it makes me log in every time. So it's not like I have to log in to use the shit, but if I want to see what other plugins are there, I got to log in. It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's I mean, it's I know for a fact I there's plugins that they released with one of the updates I never got because I just didn't understand how to put them shits on the shit. So I was like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be like some keyboard plugin or whatever. I'm like, yo, I got enough. I think it was like a Rhodes emulator. It's like 100 of them shits on the iPad.
Just
like,
yeah,
pretty much. I was like, I can't miss what I don't know is what I don't know what it is. You know what I mean? So
no, that's a fact.
But that joint is dope. That joint is dope. And that's, to me, that's a good addition to add to yes. especially to an NPC. You know what I mean? Like, and the way they're doing the NPCs now, where it's like, it's just a computer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, not, you know, a big ass computer. Not that the other ones wasn't, because the other ones pretty much was a computer. But like, these, like, I don't know. I'm very impressed. Like, you know, a lot of people complaining about one thing or another with the NPCs, but I can honestly say I'm impressed.
Like, me too.
These joints is the future. like we in the future, but these joints is like, because like you see a lot of producers are going back to hardware now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like everything's trending back towards like hardware.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then like just the fact that you could like pretty much you could choose your own interface for those as long as it fits the because I'm mad that the 404 can't be an interface for the NPC, right?
Hmm.
Yeah, tight. But it is what it is. So tight about that. Like, but as long as you got an interface that hits the right specs, I mean, you know what I mean? You can make it sound like whatever you want to make it, whatever you want it to sound like. You know what I'm saying? So.
Mm-hmm.
These joints are crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And like you said, just adding the little stuff we need so we don't have to take it out and do it elsewhere.
Yeah.
One step closer to the final product.
Yeah. And I mean, keep it a buck. Like, I don't know. I'm not tracking much stuff out like that no more. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really need to, you know what I mean? Or like, if I do need to, I can just, you know, export the track, you know, from the drum machine or whatever. But like, I don't know. I'm more interested, more times than not, I'm just interested in getting a clean two track.
Yeah.
And you could get that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You get a nice, good two track. You got the effects on there, the performance effects. So I could just give me a live performance of a nice two track. Boom, and that goes out, and that's what I'm putting in my content that I'm creating or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know how many people, I don't know if people are actually like, you know, stemming out stuff for, like, you know, I'm sure they are, but I'm not.
Yeah. What I'm no, but I think there's a good majority that think like we think with that, you know, especially, you know, mm-hmm. in our age, we ain't got time for all that. Look, let's go. Yeah. You know what I mean? Let's get it done and have some fun.
Yeah. 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 That's the point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to get to the fun part quicker.
Right.
And even though for me, like, mixing is fun, but, like, still, you yeah, know, I want to get to that end part.
Overwhelming. Do it again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hell yeah. You get in your head like, oh, that snare. There's something wrong with that snare. That snare is fine. Move on.
This is so true.
You know what I mean?
But this is so much fun. So much fun.
That's dope.
Like, if there's live performers that doing, like, beat shows, oh, my God. You just put, like, a little SP effects box in the MPC for mm-hmm. us.
And they had one similar to it before. It was, like, the XY pad,
yeah,
right?
Which was but limited.
That's what I was gonna say. It just, you couldn't do all those different effects. You had to, like, actually flip, turn the knob to change the effect, right. and
this doing is just here fly, at your fingertips, like,
yeah. And so you could, so, like, however you got it configured, you can save that as a preset. Like, so
I would,
like,
think so. I don't know. Let's see. Yes, you can. Right here.
That's fire.
Sure can. That is fire. See, this is why I love you, Cheese, because you think of the shit I don't think of. I've been so busy having fun making the beat. I'm like, I'll erase that whole shit that I just worked on when I could have just saved the preset. Wouldn't even thought of it.
Yeah, nah. Nah, that's fire. Right
that
there.
Is fire.
That's real fire. Damn.
I wonder if they have any. You know what? Oh. They have mad presets in here. Look at all the presets.
Hell yeah, they got presets.
Turntableless, gates, stutter, patterns, bonus one and bonus two. Let's put bonus one on and see. Okay, it has vinyl off, 1/4 jumps, reverse, backspin, digital, vinyl stop, pitch down, pitch up, half speed, grains, slow triplet, gated, beat repeat. Let's play for a minute. Now wait, I just want to see, are they going to be... Oh, those are on loop. All right, fuck it. I'll leave it on loop. Get off. That's digital.
Don't do it, Cheese. Don't do it.
That's the 1/4 pitch down. And it's the 1/4 pitched up. Okay.
So we're just taking it. All right, sorry.
By step, yeah.
You can get half speed. A lot of interesting things with that.
That's half speed. Let's see greens. Oh, yeah. Okay. Slow triplet. That should totally changed it. But that's what's up. So we know it has presets. We know you can save your own presets. And again, let me just see. I'm going to just keep scrolling. There's thousands of them in here.
I'm on a website looking at an NPC right now.
Oh, look, it has pitch shifters all each step. You could change -4, -3, all the way up to 10.
Mm.
Yeah, and up.
Let me get off this website.
Stutters. It has 15 stutters. Just you got a one.
Yeah, I know, but you know, you know how it is. It's all good. I'm okay. Let me just get this plug in and get the hell out of here.
Yeah, they have tons of scratch and deck off and deck on for turntableless, backspin, mute, scatter, or a bunch of different type of scratch effects you can put on here. Gates. I'm still going.
That's dope. That's what's up. Like, to me, this, like, I would never imagine like that. Like, you get a sampler, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, it would, like, it would be different. Different than it was from, like, the first day that you got it. You know what I mean? Like, yo, we're gonna add this, we're gonna add this, we're gonna add that, we're gonna add this. Cause then they added some other new effects too, right? Like a chorus and a delay or something like that. Yeah,
like a vintage something effect like
that.
And.
Okay.
Some, yeah.
See, I mean, like I don't know. People be complaining about it, but I mean, like, I know they aren't, it isn't like the NPCs that used to be out and stuff like that or whatever, but, like, you know. It's not like it's not dope.
But we could say that vice versa too. This is way better than, you know, imagine being in fucking in the 80s trying to make shit work with everything that was out. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So, how
could you hate or not have fun now?
Man, listen.
With the technology.
The technology and it's so accessible. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, remember back in the day, yo, I remember saving to get my first piece of gear. Like, literally saving up to get that damn sampler. It was $500. That's the one I wanted. That's the one I could get. But the one I wanted was the 2000 XL, right? And that joint was like $2,000. And I was like, yo, I want to start sooner rather than later. So I was like, yo, I'm going to get the one I can afford. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, cause like going to Sam Ash and like, remember back then you had to do layaway, and you couldn't pay while you play. Now you can pay while you play. Like, So I had to go to Sam Ash every so often. Here you go. Here's a couple more dollars on my. Oh man. So that that's like where it's at right now. Nah, man. The fact you can do it on your phone, your computer, your iPad. The drum machine itself, you know what I mean? And then the drum machine is also going to be like, and not to say that they didn't do software updates in the past, but like, I don't remember the software getting like all, like almost like damn like a makeover.
Yeah, no, you're before. Right.
You know what I mean? Like the only thing that for me that I remember that happened was when Akai had released the NPC 1000. And the 2500, and the dude that had made the JJOS. I don't know if you ever messed with JJOS on the 1,000 2500. That
you like that?
That like the I love JJOS. Like because the original OS on the 1,000 2500 wasn't working.
Maybe that's what I'm like, thinking you, like, of. Like
if you wasn't, because the original OS was trash. When you got that JJOS, forget about it. Like they added I remember because they had added like one or two effects that wasn't on there before, like the I think it was like a bit crusher. They actually added a real bit crusher with it, whereas Akai had this I think it was called a like bit grunger or something like that, and it wasn't nothing but like this distortion that you could it was useless. It was literally useless. Like everything you ran through it ended up sounding like shit. You know what I'm saying? And so JJOS added that. They made the sequencer better. They made it so they turned the 1000 into a 4000 in a sense, because you could do multi-sampling on a 1000. Mm. So like you could sample like a piano note, and you could just turn it and turn it to and you plug up your MIDI keyboard and then just play like a piano. Like, you know, like how Beatmaker 3 is. Like, you could have that one pad could be like an instrument. Mm. They had did it like something like that. I don't know if it was a one pad. I don't remember because I didn't really use that feature too much. So I didn't understand it back then.
Right.
You know what I mean? But all I'm saying is like where we at now, it's crazy. And to think that like it's still moving forward, it's that right there is really the crazy part. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like eventually these drum machines gonna have the AI in it.
I was just gonna say, like you said, an episode back or so, talking about the stem separation on the shit and all of that.
Yep.
That's, it ain't gonna be on these, but it's definitely gonna be on the new ones they drop in.
Oh yeah,
Because I think that's shit down to a science about why these probably won't be able to hold them the way they are.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, when it gets to mm-hmm. it, like, that's going to be beyond bonkers.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, to me, it's going to be dope because, like, just seeing the way things are going now, how people's moving more towards, like, hardware and stuff like that, and people love that, like, that lower fidelity sound. I can just see someone making a sampler that's going to have, like, almost like a switchable input or something like that. You know what I mean? Where it's like, because I think that Wo-Fi sampler, that's what it was supposed to, how, that's kind of like what they were saying, like, you could make it sound like it emulates different samplers, but I could just see somebody, you know, just having like oh, you get like you know how Akai has it on the output, the vintage, yeah, yeah. Like your vintage sampler, you get the 3000 and just sample that sampler. But I can literally see somebody like basically changing it, like the inputs is there, but you have a setting that just switches it. Boop boop boop, yeah. Boop boop. Ain't gonna be nothing but presets. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Because you could do that on the MPCs now, mm-hmm. like because you could set up insert effects in between the input and the sampler. So it's just like, nah, this is a great time.
Yeah.
great time. You know what I mean? Like, cause there's a lot of stuff out there. You got options, tons and tons of options, you know?
Tons of options.
So.
Yo, I'm fiending just to try the triple kick real quick. Wanted to get that out the way. That shit was staring at me, calling me. That shit was saying my name.
What's it called? You said the triple kick?
Yeah.
That's dope for you. That's hilarious.
You know I'm a fool. But yeah, so I don't know. This is fire. I love it. That's I think you dope. Should get that shit ASAP. Really. Look, I'm still scrolling.
Yeah, I see you. I'm watching.
Still going. This is crazy. So you can't say they don't give you your money's worth.
Just that, and those are just presets.
These are the actual effects. Yeah, these are not presets. These are effects that you can put on these boxes up here. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yo.
Now I don't think it does, but like you said, if you could put them where you could put them on the pads. And be able to hit the pads, that'll be fire.
Yeah, I'm sure Akai's gonna figure out a way to make that happen. Because mm-hmm. like, you know what I mean? Like
yeah, because even if you pads, bounce like, this out so it's not on your pads, and then maybe you can set up this player so it works on the mm-hmm. pads, you know what I mean? Like if you bounce out.
Yeah, or like it's just or you just have it like so like whatever like If I got it like whatever I got it across, if I got it on like across the like certain pads, if I got it across all the pads and the master, this you just almost just have like a little dummy 16 pads. Mm-hmm. It, so that way when I touch it, it's not triggering no samples, right. Nothing. It's just triggering the effects. That
right.
They do yeah. that. Forget about it.
That would be fire.
Because that would be fire because that would be dope just visually. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like. And you see how they got the little purple color on there? Like you press the pad, it turns the color okay. or whatever. Like, cause then you can already, you know what I'm saying? Come on, Kai.
I was just gonna say, Kai, holler at my brother. Okay, that's right. He got ideas. Damn it.
that joke would be sick if they do that. That would be tough.
That would be fire.
You know what I mean? But
and remember, this is just on this is like, on the insert effect of that track. So you can also put it on each pad if you wanted to. Like, if I just wanted to put it over here, you know what I mean? This is just chops I got chopped up.
Oh, so that means... So, can you open up more than one of those?
I don't see at why a not. Time?
Well, no. Well,
why
I mean...
Not? Let's see. I'm gonna put it on pad one. Alright, so... I'm gonna just hit pad one and something. It on? No, wait. Shit, maybe not. Why it keeps going? Hold on, let me put it on hold. I don't know why the shit ain't working. Well, we could even put it on a whole submix too, don't forget. And have them pads if you wanted.
But, yo.
Let me pick something that's... All right.
You said when it was on hold, you had to actually hold it on the screen, though, right?
Maybe, yeah, I am. Maybe you can't do it on the pads. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, it's all good.
One shot. Yeah, I guess you can't. They probably figure.
That's good.
Figure, why would you want to if you can just put it on the whole track? Mix.
Because and it's a performance effect anyway. Yeah, you're not going to be like.
That's very true. Let me take that off and go back to the track. Yeah. So I guess no. I guess you. It's pointless. Probably they figured.
Oh, okay. Actually, it's you can use it.
Word.
That's all that matters to me. You can use it.
I just want to see what other... What were the new ones? I don't remember the new ones. And I know it was a vintage something. Was that in the Kai or the Air section?
I think... maybe the Air?
Let me check. Because it wasn't the vintage compressor or chorus, was it?
Hold on, I'll tell you exactly.
Or was it the Air vintage filter?
It says four new Air effects plugins, chorus, multi-tap delay, and...
I think the Air vintage filter, too.
It says Air chorus effect.
This looks new.
Air expander. Yeah, and the Air vintage filter. Let's see. Yeah.
This is better for drums.
What, the vintage joint?
Yeah. That saturated kick preset is a little bit dope. This would be dope for...
That's the vintage filter?
Snare taming. Oh yeah, damn sure tamed the shit out that snare.
Oh wow.
That shit disappeared. Hats control, just wiped everything. It's a high pass filter, basically. Water droplets. Bass wobble. Okay, so it's doing what a filter does. But yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, I'm reading about the effects.
They got a Halloween preset on this filter. And I see why. Let me shut that shit for my speakers blow. I see why.
That shit go Michael Myers and woofers.
Mayday.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh shit. I definitely make sure I gotta update.
Those are free though.
Last up, yeah. Those ones are free.
Yeah.
And then, the flex.
Yeah, that one costs.
It's $40.
It is 40.
Yes, it's 40. Mm. Yo, what is this Flavor Pro? Am I? Oh, that's another one that you gotta buy.
I think I have that because I think. I got, let me just check. I think I got a bundle. That's Air.
Oh, this looks fire.
Right?
Yeah, Air Flavor Pro. Yeah, this looks tough. Pitch, distortion, digital vinyl volume.
Is that the same thing?
It's the one that has, it's like a tan with the, oh no,
that's
they
Air
nah.
Flavor, so yeah, I probably don't have Pro.
Yeah, you Air Flavor Pro. You got the amateur one.
How much is pro?
I don't even know. Right now it's $69, but it's usually $99.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know.
With my regular.
I'm about to say, yeah.
I'm good with my air flavor, regular.
I get that. Let's keep my 40. They gonna get my $40. They ain't getting my $140.
No, listen. Some things it's totally worth it, and some things you could wait for a sale. You know what I mean?
Facts. And no, but that joint being $70, it is on sale right now. It's usually $100. Okay,
no comment. So some things I just don't need. Yeah. I'll just say
that. Yeah, I pass on certain things because like I feel like that like most of that stuff that they gonna leave you on that one, I can get through the I got plugins that do it on the iPad or the computer. And then I could always just plug in my 404.
Right.
You know what I mean? And just and use that as the middleman with the samples. You know what I mean? And with the sampling and whatever.
That's definitely a fact.
So I got tools. I got tools in the toolbox. So I'm good. You know?
I don't like to buy a whole lot because I get lost.
You know what I mean?
But. Honestly, I have most of these because most of these shits came with the bundle of the whole MPCX. I've had them for ever. That's right.
I forgot the MPCX comes with with more extra stuff bundled. See, why you had to tell me that? See, I was off the MPCX train. Damn.
But yeah, because look, I have all of these shits. I'm only missing the basic new ones that maybe 5 to 8. But there's tons of shit on here. Look at all this shit.
Man, listen,
I don't even use half these shits, bro, because I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
I take the shit out. I make the basic layout on my MPC and my finishing. I'm putting it in the iPad to finish it all up. You know what I mean? To put my effects that I'm used to on the iPad. I know listeners are going to hear this and be like, some people are going to be like, she's crazy. How do you finish anything on the iPad? But yes, you can.
Bugging.
When you got all your favorite stuff right there.
Yeah, and let's be real. It's a lot of those same plugins that's on the computers, on the iPad, and we know it's a lot friendlier to you.
Big time.
You know what I mean? And you got that joint plugged into the Tascam, you good.
That's a fact.
You good.
That's a fact. So good. I don't need to buy no more. I'm good. Yep. But yeah, when I saw that Flex Beat, I was like, oh, you know I like effects.
Yeah, and that one to me, this is dope because it allows you. Because I remember basically back when the first kind of glitch effects was out, and I didn't know that they was out, and I was like, yo, somebody is automating the fuck out of some shit. How is you doing this? I already knew, okay, you could be chopping the sample a certain way, but it was just it's not even, how you got it chopped, and then at one point the sample plays backwards, and then then the shit tape stop. I'm like, yo, so you telling me you going in there and every quarter note, every half note, yo, I used to get discouraged. I can't, it's no way I'm a sit there and do that for every eighth note, every quarter note of the beat or whatever, or going. I was like, yo, fuck it. I'm just not that good. Come to find out they had a whole fucking, this is when I was still just on hardware. It wasn't really on the software yet. And I didn't understand all the possibilities that was available on the software. Once I figured that out, oh shit. So Flex Beat being on the MPC, nah, son.
Yeah.
That's fire. Super fire. So there's this synth. I forgot what it's called. I gotta look it up. But I don't know if you've heard of it, but basically you put a sound into it, whatever sound, and it uses artificial intelligence to match that sound on the synthesizer. Say you scrape some two pieces of metal together, and you're like, oh, this shit would make an ill-ass fucking synthesizer sound, whatever. Like that I could just, that I'm gonna play it across the keyboard. You record that sound, throw it in the fucking synth. It'll give you a bunch of different, like, it's gonna listen to the sound and it's gonna figure out how to make it as many ways as possible. And then you just go through and you try all the little presets that it gives you, and the one you like the best, you keep.
What?
Yes.
Yo, that sounds crazy.
It's nuts. It's nuts.
You know, I gotta look this up. This is crazy.
Yeah, I'm gonna find it and I'm gonna send you the video. Cause that shit right there. That's
crazy.
It's nuts. It's nuts. It's only, but it's software though. That's the only thing.
My heart.
It's software. You could probably run it in I know you got GarageBand. You could probably run it in GarageBand. Cause I think I'm pretty sure it's definitely a VST. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, and that way you could just have new sounds there and just make your own horror movie sounds. Boom.
That's sample crazy. Those.
You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah,
you know,
I want to look into that. I definitely want to know what that is. That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to find, once I find it, I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. Because it costs a couple dollars or whatever. But I don't think it's that expensive.
Yeah, but imagine all the fun you can have with that. I'm such an AI hater too, but imagine all the fun you can have with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That sounds crazy.
And, yeah, because at that point, it's like, yo, you hear a sound in a movie. It's like, yo, oh no, let me get that little piece right there. Boom, throw it in here. Bomb, I got you right here. Them Hans Zimmer sounds. You know what I mean? Like, his ones be crazy.
What?
Yo, you know he's using old Akai samplers though, right?
Yo, he uses everything. He's like,
he be having
a magician in this shit.
I was watching one of his videos one time. I used to, I think it was him. It's not him. It's another dude. Oh, I forgot his name because his name is crazy, but he does the movie stuff. But the dude, he has like mad synths and stuff like that. They're like the big modular shit that's across the whole wall. Mm. But like he like but if he have like some of those, he'd be like, yo, I don't need this only to play monophonically. I need to play like, I want to play it across the keyboard. So he'll sample the sound into one of like an Akai S1000 or like the you know the old shits. And then what he'll do is like he'll sample it real high, and then he likes to play it real low, because you know how it breaks up the sound when you start pitching it down, and it's just nuts to me because like that's the sound we grew up on that degraded sound, and that shit is still going crazy in the movies and shit like that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I don't know how the hell I ended up talking about that. Oh, is that fucking AI synth? But like you now you grabbing those sounds he's making, man, come on. Or any of them is making. Or any sound, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The video I seen, I'm pretty sure dude took his voice and put it in there. Like his voice singing like a note. And he said, let's see if it could imitate my voice. And it got close to it. It wasn't exactly it, but imagine just the unique type of sounds you could get.
Right.
You know, with that. And then you making your samples, throwing them in flex beat, man. Listen,
right?
It's a great time. It's a great fucking time.
It is for sound designers, especially.
Yeah, hell yeah, shit. Nah, because I've been thinking about it all weekend. I'm like, I gotta look up that AI synth.
Now imagine all the other shit they're gonna come out with like that, though.
Yo, I can only like, and this is the first one.
Right.
This is the first one.
That's crazy. That is unbelievable.
Oh, this is the first one I heard about. But now I'm looking at it, and it says I got another one. Sample to patch. It's called Synplant. SynPlant 2. I'm just gonna send you the link to it.